Welcome to Positively Unconstitutional, and today is Saturday, December the 4th, 2010. I'm your host, Phil Posderick, and I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Yeah, just like when I was a kid, Merry Christmas. Not Happy Holidays, not Happy Hanukkah, not Happy Kwanzaa. Those are all the political correctness speech. Merry Christmas. And of course, Merry Christmas implies that I'm a Christian. And of course, if we look at history, the Papal Bull of 1493 says that all Protestants, Jews, Muslims, and every other religion are heretics. Now, of course, the Jews would have you believe that they're God's chosen people, and they're pitting the Muslims and the Christians against each other so that the enemies of Zion can obliterate each other. Of course, the Muslims believe that if you're not a Muslim, you'll be condemned to hell, and the Christians make that Catholics believe the same thing, because again, according to the Papal Bull, which is, of course, the supreme law of the world, because it is the word of God, since the Pope is the vicar of Christ. So it appears to me, if you believe any one of the three religions, then ultimately all people will be condemned to hell. Because all three religions, and all the religions in the world, basically say that if you don't belong to this, the true religion, you go to hell. So again, logic dictates that unless you are a member of all the religions of earth, that you will be condemned to hell. So we can be assured that everyone's going to hell. So there you have it. We're all going to hell in a handbasket. Now, I say all that tongue-in-cheek to make a point. What the hell's my point? Oh, yeah. Yeah, the point is, there's a major disconnect between reality and what's being taught at home, in the public school system, and in the churches. And of course, since all the churches are now 501(c) nonprofit organizations that have been incorporated, in other words, they've all joined with the state, so now the state tells them what they can and cannot teach. For instance, none of the churches teaches that usury, or a debt-based system with debt-based currency that accumulates interest, is against the teaching of all three major religions. And yet the United States government, at this very moment, is in the process of starting yet another war in the Middle East with Iran. And, of course, this war has already been declared by the United Nations through sanctions. You know, they're sanctioning food, medicine, gasoline, which, by the way, Iran cannot even produce its own gasoline. It has absolutely not a single refinery. And, of course, all the oil in Iran was drilled up and is owned by British Petroleum. Now, we know the Anglo-American Monetary Joint Venture, think Federal Reserve, you know, is working to take over all the countries of the world, and all those that don't have a central bank controlled by the Rothschilds are what are known as the Axis of Evil. So the bottom line is, World War III has already started. We're at war with Iran. It's just a quiet war without much shooting right now. All we're waiting for is, you know, some extreme faction of Iran, one that will most probably be encouraged by the CIA, to strike the first blow so that the United States can take the high moral ground in the war. This is exactly what we did in World War II. We sanctioned the Japanese oil and scrap steel industries to make it impossible for the Japanese to wage war. And then we waited. As Congressman Henry Stimson said, all that was necessary was to wait for the Japanese to strike the first blow so that we could take the high moral ground. And that's all they're working for now, feverishly, is to get the Iranians to commit a terrorist act so that we can claim the high moral ground when we go over there and take over their government and institute a central bank. We're continuously accusing the Iranians of wanting to make a nuclear weapon. This is a country that imports all its gasoline, although it has massive reserves of oil. It does not have a single refinery. So if you think that they can build a weapon and attack the United States, come on, think about it. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional. We got to go for a word from our sponsors. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die. With LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology, without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739, 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And before the break, I was talking about Iran, and of course, we keep accusing Iran of wanting to make a nuclear weapon. And, you know, this is a country that imports all its gasoline. That's because they can't build their own refinery. So if you think that a country that can't build a refinery can build a nuclear weapon, then I want some of what you're smoking. Because, you know, you're not living in reality. And if you think that Iran poses a threat to the United States, can't even provide gasoline to drive the car in their major cities without, you know, because of the sanctions, you know, again, what are you smoking? You know, you need to get your head out of your butt. And, you know, I say that in all seriousness. So as my doctor told me, he said, Phil, he said, you got a real problem here. So here's what you need to do. He said, reach down, grab your butt, spread your cheeks, and feel around until you feel two flaps of skin. He said, grab a hold of those flaps of skin and pull really hard until you hear a loud popping noise and your head comes out of your ass. And that's the problem that we have today. People believe this media propaganda. People believe what they're being fed through this salesman known as Barack Obama. The United States government. These people are salesmen. These people are running an enforcement agency for who? For the big multinational corporations and for the central banks. Why? Oh, they got to convince us that we absolutely must keep our central bank intact. We have to have a central bank. Oh, it absolutely couldn't be possible that you could trade assets of value in a free enterprise system on a one-to-one basis with other people. This is unthinkable. You have to have, you know, a huge central bank that's worth hundreds of billions of dollars you know, that they've got the whole world tied up in liens and notes and debts. And, you know, that's where we're at right now. But I digress. So if you think Iran can attack the United States with military force, but they can't even brew up a little gasoline, and gasoline's pretty easy to make. I mean, basically, you set a pipe up on end, you fill it up with oil, and you heat the oil until it separates into the different grades, and then you put a pipe, you know, along the vertical pipe, different pipes at different levels along it, and you drain the different grades, you know, diesel and gasoline and so on and so forth, you know, from the crude. You know, basically you heat it up. So if they can't even do that, how are they going to make nuclear fission bombs and fusion bombs? You know, these things are much more technical. They're, you know, it takes much more, you know, information to do that than it would ever take to build a simple refinery. Now, of course, our government wants to take over Iran and Venezuela so that they can install a central bank. This is exactly what they've done in Iraq and Afghanistan. Then we can steal all the assets and all the work and all the people of these countries with a stroke of the pen. Why? We can just create debt-based currency and take liens as we loan the money into existence. We take liens on all the people and all the lands and all the resources these countries have, and it's all through the use of these fraudulent contracts. You know, we can create, you know, the Anglo-American money system, the Federal Reserve, can create money, you know, through the use of promissory notes. And so they go in there, they set up their central bank, and then they steal off all the assets without any consideration at all. So the fact of the matter is, you know, the central banks here steal everything you own with a stroke of the pen, and all Americans are so indoctrinated into the system and firmly believe that without this money system, they can't earn a living. So that brings me finally, I'm a little long-winded today, that brings me to the subject of today's show. And this is how the government thinks. And this is what you need to understand. Their thinking is that those who accept the benefits of the system must bear the burdens of the system. And this is exactly what's going on. So what happens is that if you enter into the private law / private contracts that make you a citizen of the United States, think the 14th Amendment, then you commit treason against the de jure, the lawful government of the republic of the country, which is also known as the state that you were born in, because every state is a separate country under international law. Now, when you vote in federal elections, you are lending credibility. In fact, you're making it legal for the insurgent government of the democracy of the United States to continue. Why? You're casting a vote to enslave yourself through the 14th Amendment. And this is why, you know, my guest of a couple of weeks ago, L.B. Bork, has set up the site notmygovernment.us. Now, anybody who thinks that arguing with the criminals, also known as the insurgent government, of how they're going to divide the spoils of the theft of the United States people is totally and completely brainwashed and indoctrinated into the false belief system that's taught in the public fool system here in the United States. They literally teach us wrong. Or they teach us nothing at all about the laws that affect us. They tell us we live in a free country. They tell us we live in a republic. And then they say we live in a democracy. And I'll tell you what, 95% of Americans believe that a democracy is the same thing as a republic. But as we learned last week from Damon Vrabel, none of that's true. Not only do we not live under a republican form of government, we can clearly see the government's not really in control of anything. The money powers are the true shadow government, and they rule through the Council on Foreign Relations. This is where the bankers get together with their overachieving lawyers and write up all the cleverly crafted statutes and codes that figure out how to implement communism in the U.S. laws and bypass the protections which are supposed to be afforded to all Americans through the Constitution, which, unbeknownst to the majority of Americans, has been suspended and superseded by treaties. You know, the Central American Free Trade Agreement says that communitarian law is the supreme law of the land now. But as I've said 100 times before, there is no common law in the federal zone. And U.S. citizens are not a party to the Constitution, the Supreme Court says so, and only state nationals are parties to their state constitution. And so they are insulated from the federal government by their state government. They're insulated from the IRS and from taxes and so forth. But this is only true if they expatriate and they refuse to contract with or accept any of the benefits of the state. In other words, let those who accept the benefits bear the burden. So if you accept any benefit of the state, for instance, if you have an interest-bearing savings account at the bank, that's a benefit of the state, then you must pay your fair share of all the corporate privileges and all the benefits of which you're only going to qualify for a very small number of. But you'll be required to pay your fair share for all the benefits for all the people and all the corporations. So whether or not you've ever collected welfare or unemployment or a sugar subsidy or a corn subsidy, since someday we promise you're going to receive Social Security, I mean, this is the government's promise to you, then you got to pay for all the benefits for all these other people because you're part of a commune. In other words, you live in a communist country where all will work to the best of their abilities and all will be compensated according to their needs. This is the communist way, and it turns us all into beggars, submitting, which means to beg, applications to government agencies for privileges and benefits. Now, if this weren't bad enough, the administration costs of governments are like 40% of the total amount of the revenues that they take in any program. Then, of course, after the program's instituted through the corporate system, the, you know, multinational corporations and healthcare providers and all those, all right, then the corporations are taxed 40% of their profits. So, you know, fully 80% of the money goes directly to the government, who doesn't create any value at all. They just push the paper and make the rules. Again, they're the enforcer for the Federal Reserve. They're the enforcer for the multinational corporations. Their job is to make sure that you think that it would be absolutely impossible to live without these massive, you know, vertically integrated banks and corporations that, you know, have just taken over the world. The government is the enforcer. You know, the legislation that the government writes on behalf of the corporations, you know, that, you know, those laws are specifically designed to set up monopolies to rob you. I mean, this is an amazing system. And I think Henry Ford was correct. If people really understood how unconscionable the contract is that binds us to the state, that there'd be a revolution in America by tomorrow morning. But then I think, oh, if Henry really understood how indoctrinated the people have become to the system, then he'd understand there are very few young, what I would consider real men in America. All the real men in America are getting old. The young men are so indoctrinated into the system that you can't even convince them with 1,000 pages of documentation that they live in a communist totalitarian dictatorship that's disguised as a republic, with a money system that's designed to concentrate wealth in the hands of the owners of the bonds, the treasury bonds, and these are the owners and the people that run the world. They inflate and deflate the economies of the world at will. And I was recently sent an article, and I'd like to read that article, and it's about George Soros. And most people know that George Soros is a multi-billionaire. I think his interests are worth something like $28 billion or something like that. And when we come back from the break, which we have to go to right now, I'm going to take a call real quick, and then I'm going to read this article, and then we're going to be joined by L.B. Bork. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional.
Oh, The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. I'm your host, Phil Pozderek, and we're immediately going to go to our first caller, who is Robert in Indiana. Robert, how are you today? You got to turn your speakers down, Robert. We're getting all that feedback. Everything you say feeds back to the speakers. There you go.
The reason I'm calling in would be very brief. You opened the program with the commentary about Iran not having their own refineries. Mm-hmm. But I think you need to clarify that a little bit because it kind of implies that they don't have the resources, the money, or the knowledge to build a refractory that would produce gasoline and so on. There's got to be another reason. Maybe sometime long ago, a trade agreement or something with one of the Western countries. But don't leave us hanging like they're not capable of doing that, because they certainly are. Their society is nearly as robust as ours, and before this crash. And they certainly have the knowledge.
Well, my understanding,
they want to. That's all I was going to comment on. Is and you're right. We're being led into the fact that we need to silence Iran and put them out of business. But we're doing the work of Israel. We're not doing the work of the American people.
We're doing the work of the central banks, and that's the purpose of these wars. Actually, the purpose is twofold. One, by spending more and more money on the military, it bankrupts the middle class of the United States. It raises our tax rates. in order to pay, you know, the and the deficit spending, of course, you know, weakens the country, you know, through debt. And of course, the other purpose of the wars is, you know, to defeat the axis of evil, you know, the six remaining countries in the world that don't have a Rothschild-controlled central bank. So you're right. This does serve the Zionists. And if you want to make a lot of money, that's exactly what you need to do, is serve the money powers, the bondholders, the Zionists. They control it. Do the money. But you asked a question, Robert, about Iran and why don't they have refineries. And my understanding of Iran, and this may be totally off base because I don't have that much personal knowledge, I do have a friend or two who's from that area, and they're very intelligent, very personable people. But it's my understanding that for centuries and centuries, you know, the Persians, because of where, you know, the country is situated, have always been traders because, you know, they're in the middle of the trade routes between the Middle East and the Far East, you know, between India and Afghanistan and China and everything that's, you know, west of there, Africa, of course. And so they, you know, I think we've lost Robert now, but I appreciate it, Robert, and that's a very good point. And, you know, I guess I should have gone into why they don't have refineries, and I'm not really sure. I'm not sure if, you know, it's been policy to not let them have refineries so they can't be independent, or if they don't have the technical expertise, which, as I said before, these are some of the smartest people in the world. I mean, this is the cradle of civilization. So to think that they don't have the intelligence to build them, I wouldn't think that at all. But and to think that they don't have the ability with 70 million people to raise the capital, I think that's wrong as well. So there has to be some other reason. And, of course, British Petroleum, you know, has drilled up all the oil in Iran, and they control all the oil in Iran, British Petroleum does, and, of course, this is why. This is another reason that we want to go into Iran, is to, you know, secure all that for British Petroleum. In any case, let me get back to this article that I wanted to read you here. And it starts out with a little preamble. It says, little-known puppet master finances numerous left-wing organizations. You probably won't recognize the name of the most powerful puppeteer in the world. Radical billionaire George Soros finances and controls dozens of anti-capitalist propaganda organizations here in the United States and others all over the world, leading to the establishment of a one-world government. It says George Soros originally backed Hillary Clinton for president, but caused the Democrats' special delegates to vote for Barack Obama when he realized Obama's exceptional charismatic teleprompter campaigning ability. Supported by many anti-capitalist reactionaries, more suited his objective to destroy the capitalistic way of life. It is rumored that Soros is reconsidering Hillary Clinton because he feels that Barack Obama is a weak president more interested in travel, vacations, and sports, and that Obama has filled his staff with his friends from the reactionary scene with little management ability. This article is written by a fellow by the name of Ellis Washington for WorldNet Daily. He's a WorldNet Daily correspondent on November 20th, 2010. And the article is George Soros Deconstructs Nations. It starts out, radio and TV talk show host Glenn Beck has been doing a masterful job over the past few weeks in his series exposing the radical socialist billionaire George Soros, the man that gave President Barack Obama to America. George Soros, who was born in 1930, like many European Jews of his generation, had his life personally and indelibly affected by the horrors of Hitler. Let me take a breath. We're going to go back to commercial and a word from our sponsors. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Shocking, terrifying, but very truthful and revealing. Finally, a documentary on the horrifying results of unopposed estrogen. Estrogen dominance. Are we writing our own epitaph? I urge you to go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner and watch the documentary, The Disappearing Male. To my knowledge, this is the first documentary about the threat that unopposed estrogen poses to our survival as a species. It's a real eye-opener. But the documentary gives no solution to the problem. We have the solution. If we don't get the progesterone message to the younger generation, especially the young women, our very survival is in jeopardy. Again, that website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner. After viewing, please visit our website, www.healthlinkamerica.com.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And I was in the middle of reading an article here, and I'm going to continue with that article about George Soros. It's called George Soros Deconstructs Nations. And it's from WorldNet Daily correspondent Ellis Washington, November 20th, 2010. And it says, George Soros, who was born in 1930, like many other European Jews of his generation, had his life personally and indelibly affected by the horrors of Hitler, the Nazis, and the Holocaust. Soros was 13 years old in March 1944 when Nazi Germany occupied Hungary. Soros worked for the Jewish Council, which had been established during the Nazi occupation of Hungary to forcibly carry out Nazi and Hungarian government anti-Jewish measures. After World War II, Soros would further observe firsthand how post-war joblessness, hunger, fear, uncertainty led to riots and anarchy, leading to the establishment of communist dictatorships throughout Eastern Europe in the 1950s and 1960s. Soros immigrated to England in 1947 and, as an impoverished student, attended the Fabian Socialist London School of Economics, where he received a Bachelor of Science in Philosophy in 1952. After working as a trader in New York in the 1950s and 60s, in 1970, Soros founded the Soros Fund Management with Jim Rogers, and for the next 30 years made billions in the hedge fund market. In 2000, the Quantum Group of Funds was reorganized and the Quantum Endowment Fund was established. The fund has assets of approximately $27 billion. On September 16, 1992, Black Wednesday, Soros's Quantum Fund sold short more than $10 billion worth of British pounds, profiting from the Bank of England's reluctance to raise its interest rates to levels comparable to those of other European exchange rate mechanism countries. Finally, the bank withdrew the currency from the European exchange rate mechanism. This devalued the pound sterling, earning Soros an estimated $1.1 billion. Soros was dubbed the man who broke the Bank of England. Other nations that Soros purposely profited from by devaluing their currency include Russia, Thailand, Malaysia, and currently America. According to Beck, these are the five steps that George Soros uses to economically deconstruct nations while profiting from the effect. Step 1. Form a shadow government using humanitarian aid as a cover. Remember, the symbol of the Fabian socialism is a wolf in sheep's clothing. Lies and deceit are their modus operandi. Here are just a few of the Soros-created, funded cover groups. The Open Society Institute, the Tides Foundation, the Sojourners under Reverend Jim Wallace, the Center for American Progress, the Institute for Policy Studies, an adjunct of the Center for American Progress, the Apollo Alliance, Human Rights Watch, and La Raza. Step 2. Control the airwaves. Fund existing radio, TV, media outlets, and take control of them or start your own outlets. Soros has done both. Media Matters, National Public Radio, Faith in Public Life, and the Huffington Post Investigative Fund are just a few of the Soros OSI-funded front groups. Step 3. Destabilize the state, weaken the government, and build an anti-government kind of feeling in the country. You exploit an economic crisis or take advantage of an existing crisis. Pressure from the top and from the bottom. This will allow you to weaken the government and build anti-government public sentiment. Soros has done this through front groups like People for the American Way, MoveOn.org, and the Tides Foundation. The Tides also supports the Apollo Alliance, Color for Change, Van Jones, one of Barack's old boys, Service Employees International Union, Andy Stern's SEIU, and the charitable arm of the radical 1960s student anarchist group, Students for a Democratic Society, of which the Weather Underground is a spinoff group. You remember Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn, who launched Obama's political career. Step number 4, provoke an election crisis. And during the election, you cry voter fraud. Remember Obama, Hillary, and Rahm Emanuel's mantra? Never allow a good crisis to go to waste. At the Shadow Party's Take Back America conference in Washington on June 3, 2004, following a glowing introduction from Hillary Clinton, George Soros gave the decree, do something about the distortion of our electoral process by the excessive use of TV advertising. Then, a few months later, two progressive politicians took up this cause, aggressively funded and lobbied by, who else? George Soros. They eventually passed the McCain-Feingold Campaign Finance Reform Law, which launched a new era of 501c3 and 527 nonprofit organizations. In a revealing 2004 article by David Horowitz and Richard Poe, Shadow Party Part 3, the authors wrote, by pushing McCain-Feingold through Congress, George Soros cut off the Democrats' soft money supply. By forming the Shadow Party, Soros offered the Democrats an alternative money spigot, one which he personally controlled. That's why Glenn Beck calls George Soros President Obama's puppet master. And then, step 5, take power. How do you do it? You stage massive demonstrations of civil disobedience, sit-ins, you have a general strike, you encourage radical activism. You promote voter fraud and tell followers what to do through your radio and television stations. The OSI and George Soros front groups like Acorn, the SEIU, whose union membership program, the Voting Machines, Color for Change, Van Jones, and the Ruckus Society, an environmental justice group known for their aggressive tactics, causing untold havoc in our election cycle every 2 years. George Soros is a very evil man and has perfected the economic deconstruction of nations, which he learned firsthand as a child in Nazi-controlled Hungary and later throughout communist-controlled Eastern Europe. Except George Soros needs no bullets for his revolutions. He has a much more treacherous and inconspicuous weapon, money and propaganda. Because George Soros is an atheist, he has no illusions about a heaven beyond the grave. Therefore, like most socialists, progressives, Darwinists, and atheists, he is trying to establish a utopian society here on Earth, a one-world centralized government without borders, religion, or culture, one currency, one language, and one puppet master to pull the strings of the useful idiots in power, while controlling the world from beyond the shadows. And that's the end of it. And I've got a note here. It says that a caller off air says the name of the article on WND is Beck's take on Soros' dead end. Well, be that as it may, I'm going to open the line for callers to discuss this. And what do you think? You know, is George Soros behind all these organizations? Is he funding all these, as Glenn Beck says? I mean, you know, this whole new bunch of 501c3 nonprofit organizations, you know, these are the churches. You know, it's amazing. It's hard to believe, actually. And the reason it's hard to believe is it's so all-consuming. It's so surrounding. It's so big. It's so massive that, you know, it just seems to be throughout the fabric of the entire society. And, of course, you know, in his memoirs, Woodrow Wilson wrote that, you know, Colonel Mandel House said that, you know, everyone would be forced to get a Social Security card and enter into this private law, this 14th Amendment and the Social Security, and or they would, you know, be unable to earn a living. And, it, you know, it's so indoctrinated into our minds. When I explain to people what's happened to us and the solution, the remedy of becoming a state national and opting out and those kind of things, you know, they're so indoctrinated into the belief system that you can't earn a living without a Social Security card. It's impossible. You know, you can't, you know, you just can't exist. And, you know, it's just not true. I mean, you know, in one breath, every American I talk to says, well, if you don't have a Social Security number, you can't get a job, you know, you can't earn a living. In the next breath, they say, oh, you know, the illegal aliens, the Mexicans, you know, they're out here and they're stealing all our jobs. You know, well, aren't the illegal aliens, the Mexicans, all getting paid in cash, doing business, you know, hand to hand with an individual? You know, well, a lot of them have actually fraudulent Social Security cards. They're so desperate for a job that they're willing to pay into the Social Security system, knowing that they'll never be able to draw out unless they become U.S. citizens to where they qualify for Social Security. But then they'll only qualify for, you know, that which put in after they, you know, become U.S. citizens. So, you know, if you envy them, I mean, you know, it's hard for me to conceive that you would envy them. And, just absolutely amazing. So, I promised that earlier in the show that we were going to bring L.B. Bork back on as our guest. And again, the subject of today's show is, again, those who accept the benefits of the state, you know, must bear the burdens. And so I wanted to bring LB Bork back. And LB, are you with me? Can you hear what I'm saying? Are you online? I don't guess we've got him online yet. I thought we had him online. Any case, you know, that's what I wanted to explain to people, is this concept that if you accept, even, you know, if you enter into a single contract, because, you know, the United States government is a corporate trust, it's a corporation. If you enter into a contract with that, that's considered a privilege of the state. And if you accept any privilege of the state, then you're expected to pay your fair share. Because you live, you know, in a commune, you know, it's communism, and everyone again is expected to, you know, work as hard as he can and to work up to his potential, but then he's only expected to, you know, receive compensation in accordance with his needs. So, you know, we'll take care of your minimal needs, but we'll steal all your work. You know, that's how a commune works. And of course, any individual in the commune, he only, you know, can apply for a certain small amount of the benefits, you know, and yet when he makes money, the majority of his money is taken and distributed to all the other people who get a small amount of the benefits, you know, with the exceptions of some of the big multinational corporations who have, you know, a monopoly to create the currency. How much more power could you have? LB, I see that you're back online now. Can you say hello this morning?
I think so.
There you
go. How are you, Phil?
I'm great. How are you this morning?
No, just getting over a little cold, a little nasal sounding. I apologize, but otherwise I'm catching up on sleep. So I feel pretty
well,
good.
I'm glad I don't live up north. You know, a friend of mine was up in Michigan a few weeks ago, and he said, you know, people say, oh, well, it's been so warm up there, it doesn't get cold anymore. And he said, yeah, it was 12 or 14 in the, you know, at night. And I'm thinking, man, that sounds really cold.
Yeah, we got about 9 inches of snow last night, so I don't know what he's talking about. I think we're going into another mini ice age myself. I tend to agree with you that there's cycles of the sun.
And the solar maximum has passed, although the end of this 26,000-year cycle is supposed to evidence some unusual events. I think this is, you know, what all these writings from these ancient societies are trying to warn us of, is that at the end of this 26,000-year cycle, bad things happen. And what they are, you know, I can't really say. But I think they have to do with the sun.
Oh yeah, definitely. Everything does.
It's the dominant force in this part of the, you know, in this part of the galaxy, in the solar system. Our sun reigns supreme. You know, it's putting out all the energy, and it runs us. You know, it's like our clock. It's our energy provider, and we're automatons that are driven by the sun.
Yes.
And, you know, we get our energy from the sun, you know, through plants and animals.
Yeah, I don't put that in the list of most important things, though, because we have really no control over it.
Well, yeah, you can't worry about it. You can't control it,
right.
But you have to be aware that it's affecting us all. And
right.
The politicians were trying to use the fact that we were at a solar maximum for the last, you know, 10 or 15 years. In fact, farmers here in Texas tell me that the rain patterns here in Texas have been changed over the last 25 or 30 years. We've been in a drought up until the last 5 years or so. And he said always before that, you know, we could get two crops, you know, late in the summer it would start to rain again, and we could always get a fall crop. We'd always have enough water up until these last 25 years or so ago. And now that the solar maximum has ended, you know, the rains come back again. So, you know, the whole thing, you know, where the water goes on Earth is all driven by the sun.
Yes.
But I wanted to talk about this concept today of those who accept the benefits of the state must bear the burdens. Got to pay the taxes.
Well, that's what they presume right now, yes. And that's a maxim of law that's been around for thousands of years. So people that are trying to usurp the doctrines or the policies of the United States are going to get in trouble. As we've seen the last 10 years, A lot of people have gone to jail or prison for trying to evade taxes, trying to thwart the system and make money off it. And as we've talked about, I was on another gentleman's show this last week when we talked about this guy going to jail, Michael Biter. He's facing 168 years in prison for trying to scam the system. And I told him 3 years ago that what he was doing was wrong. He was into that all cap name thing, which is worthless.
Hold that thought, LB. Yep. That sound means that we have to go back for another word from our sponsors. You're listening to the Republic Podcasting Network. I'm Phil Pozderek. It's positively unconstitutional.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans, thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Back to Positively Unconstitutional. And we're visiting today again with Mr. L.B. Bork. And L.B., you were just saying before the break that this Michael Biter character has been sentenced to like 168 years in jail for his for trying to game the tax system. And if you think you can just go to court and say, well, here I am, I'm sovereign, but I got stock in IBM and a money market account, guess what? You're subject to the jurisdiction of the United States, and you're a taxpayer by virtue of accepting this benefit of the state. You only have to accept one benefit to commit fraud, and the system will put you into one of their warehouses for human resources, also known as jail.
Yes, there's a fine line there. There's another character who's long gone that tried to do or professed to do what we've been trying to do or have been doing for 10 years now. You know, that let me go off on that for a minute. It's interesting that all these characters come up and they have the answer to everything. And they usually disappear within a year or two. PAC has been around for about 12 years now and still here. We're doing the same thing. I haven't changed the position of what we're doing one iota, you know, and it works. And yet all these people are following these other people. It's ridiculous. I don't understand it. I talked to a guy from Illinois this year, or not this year, this week. And I swear he got the information from me or PAC in the roundabout way. There was one guy, I just posted him on the Not My Government's forum under Wolves in Sheep's Clothing. Somehow he got a hold of our documentation for status correction. I don't know where he got it. I have an idea, but it's not worth my time to even bother with it because these shysters and crooks usually get found out. Anyway, I got a call from a woman in Arizona one time because she was interested in what I was saying. And after I talked to her on the phone for a while, I go, geez, it sounds like you either read my book or we've talked before. And she goes, well, no, we haven't. And I didn't. And I go, well, it's interesting. She goes, I already corrected my nationality. And come to find out, she got sold my documentation from a guy named Richard Kegley in Washington. And it was verbatim, except he stuck some UCC garbage in there, which I knew would happen, and that's why I make people go under contract. Because if this got out to the movement, it would get messed up. Anyway, this guy charged 10 times the amount that I charge for it. And this guy that I talked to this week from Illinois, I think he might have got taken by the guy also, but I have never, I didn't confront him with it. But the point is, no one is pushing PAC for whatever reason, but yet, all these people are using the information and finding out about it and getting ripped off, etc., by other people. And it just blows my mind that PAC goes virtually ignore.
It blows my mind too, and I think you need to stop using your acronym PAC. You need to use the People's Awareness Coalition to get the thought across to people that here you have a remedy under the law that's been in effect, that works, has worked for the past 10 years, and that it's a very straightforward. I mean, you have to study, you have to understand the principles, and this is what I'm trying to do today, is make people understand this basic principle that if you accept the benefits, if you enter into a contract with the federal government, then you become subject to all their statutes and codes. And once again, you can hear the music in the background, which tells us that we're at the end of the first hour. We got to go back to commercial break. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional.